Love Talk Radio.
646. No, 641-646.
Alone.
478. Oh, my bad. That ain't the number. 646.
Yeah, like my heart and knee. Yeah. Every part of you, you know, wanna please. Can't wait to get you home with me. Yeah. So I can show you everything that you've been missing. Yo, we skipping all the hugging and the kissing. No, I'm ready, so let's get right down to business. And we can keep this thing steady. Take it slow, cause I know you're not ready. No, let me know, I'm getting up. Getting up, take off the clothes. I'm getting up, case you wanna take it slow. I'm getting up, case you just let me know. I'm getting up, case you're with you. What I gotta do, what I gotta say. Oh, come again, come again. Good love, good love, good love, good love, good love, good love. What must I say? What I gotta do to get close to you? Close to you, get every when you're ready.
Good evening. Welcome to ATAZP Live with your host TAZ. We're getting ready to get into this story, another story, and we're getting ready to start cracking right now.
After a brief hiatus, we now see that AAZ is just practicing for the $30,000 contest again. AZ McCree, who is the best entertainer, even though they have not performed a song yet, We find TAZ
working on a new song. Another story?
I have to come up with a song that will top A.D. McGree's song, This World Was Mine.
All of a sudden?
No, not Gooby.
It is I, the one you call Gooby. But I've changed my name. Since I am a rich beach, my new name is Gobelias Smith. Smith?
Yeah, like the narrator said. Smith?
I'm trying to sound more American. Gooby, of course, just did not have the right ring to it. Have you been working on new music, DAZ?
I have, Gooby. I'm trying to win this contest.
Well, TAZ, I can show you a little favoritism. After all, you're my ex-husband, and I still have a crush on you.
And if you fall on me, I will be crushed.
What did you say? What did you say?
If you call on me, I would be touched.
Is that a fish sandwich on your music stand?
Now, why would a fish sandwich disappear on my music stand? Yeah, go ahead, Gooby. You can eat it.
You know, I've cut back on these. Really, I have. I only eat three a day.
Well, since you seem to be preoccupied, can I bother you with a question, Gooby?
Go ahead. This is tasty. What did you get this sandwich at again?
The big catch. Check this out. The favoritism thing you're going to give to me. Look. I would take you to the big catch if you were to, like my song more than A.G. McGree's song.
You would? It's almost like we were dating again.
Gooby, we never dated. Remember? Your dad wanted me to have citizenship for you, so I married you. No love. No honeymoon. We never dated.
Hey, stupid, go along with her. You're the fool meeting her favoritism.
Thank you, Miss Narrator. I forgot. I need to stay in character. Gooby, I secretly desire you. I need you in my life.
No need to get on mushy. Don't get mushy.
Let's get married to Dawn.
I am so excited. You are serious, huh? Are you serious, Pansy?
Damn, my face. You slapped the hell out of me. Her hands are so big, my whole face hurts.
Come here, T-A-Z. You will be the winner in this song competition. Let me give you a great big hug. Just as T-A-Z hugs Gubilia Smith, a camera light goes off. Could T-A-Z be getting framed, or somebody had a beef with Gobi since she is a rich bitch? The answers will be answered, hopefully, in the next Another Story. And in the next one, could Gobi please put down the fish sandwich?
I see the callers on the line. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play one song, and we're going to get back, right back to you. This is ATAZP Live. We're playing Mark Lacey, Acoustic Knockdown.
Like geometry, you were far away, and while I was hoping for you, I was telescoping you like astronomy. Pardon me as I attempt to get my words together, for thoughts are all over my head like cloudy skies during bad weather. But let me stop with the reminiscing, because when we were together, there were some things that appeared all the time, but when we truly needed them, they came up missing. People told bold-faced lies about us, and as a result, we ended up dissing one another. But cutting to the chase, based on my actions, you know that I loved you. Based on the vibe, you knew that I loved you. Based on my words, well, that's a whole different story. But honestly speaking, you never believed me when I told you that it was hard for me to tell you that I loved you. Then you really lost it when you chose not to see me because I didn't tell you that I loved you. You then cut me off like a water supply to a trough just because I didn't tell you that I loved you. And yes, the devil lied. But to me, the honest truth is, I tried. Remember when I first saw you at a football game? I just looked as you walked into the stadium. Your beauty sent my mind in every paradigm through hoops like a gymnasium. My thoughts of you became so intense that I almost cracked my cranium. But at least I forget, my journey down memory lane ain't doing nothing but causing us both pain. But the difference between your pain and my pain is that my pain is broke pain. Because we were two cars cruising down love's highway, headed in the same direction, but we couldn't even get in the same lane. While the shame that's currently wreaking havoc on my face has migrated to my mouth, and even if you blew a kiss to me, I'd still get a bad taste. But no need for me to waste time. I feel like a broke poet down to his last line. I'm hoping and praying that this fraction of a rhyme that I have left will reclaim you as mine. I just pray that you realize that the words that I kick to you are coming from the deepest depths of an almost desperate man, trying his best to be kind. And I understand that it may be too late to salvage what's left of a relationship that tripped off the acid of infidelity, and reality won't allow the tape to rewind. If I say it, please don't ask me to play it again. But I love you. I love you. and know
that I love you.
I'm rolling here talking about we need to go to the store.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We definitely going to have to. We're going to have to make another 2.5. We got to eagle it out.
I told Pastor Tell you that was not a good idea to make it before you travel.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're all right. Once I get on the road, I don't drink that stuff. That stuff make you see the devil, like DJ Stroke said.
He saw the devil. He tried to give it to his kids.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He saw the devil. Yeah.
You know, he's just trying to put him to sleep. That's what he was trying to do.
Little G, right? He's walking in a motel room. Talking about, T, open the door. Open the door. I said, why you need to open the door? Hey, open the door. I opened the door real quick. He ran in the room, talking about, I see the devil. and look, G, right? I stuck my head out the room to see if the devil was down the hallway for real.
Look, Ryan, we were just talking about you earlier, how you chased me down to get half of my glass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of sad situation.
Okay. Well, don't drink it all before you get here.
Oh, no. I got it in the bag in the kitchen. You know, it's going to be on freeze when I get down there. You know, it's going to be right tomorrow. It's going to be right Saturday night. Trust me.
I just got one question. How many glasses you done already had?
You just sound a little floppy. Bro, I need to... I need a handle on the side. I can't walk around just holding one. My hand needs a handle. So I'm drinking out of a coffee cup.
See, Ron L. is part of ATAZT also, and he's part of the Love Brothers. And we've done 4 CDs as well. He'll be down here performing by himself. He'll be caressed all by himself.
You ain't going to make it?
No.
The bear ain't coming?
Well, I mean, Gina's right now is up in the air. She's trying to see if she can find somebody to ride with.
She can't ride with you? Look, we on the internet. Let me leave that alone. Never mind. Never mind.
That's right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Look, tell Stephanie I said hi. Look, let me leave that alone.
I said hi. What's up, man? What is it?
For real, Tess, you heard from the bear?
Huh? No, he ain't coming.
Okay.
And Ron, you're on with G. Wright. G. Wright's on the other line.
Hey, what's up, Cat?
Hey, Mud, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, what's up with up here, man? Everything going up here?
Man, it's going all right, man. It's going all right. I'm just getting settled and everything.
Oh, yeah? Okay. You plan on staying up there? You plan on staying up in the DCM?
Yeah, I'm going to stay there.
Yeah? Okay.
I got some place to come visit.
Yeah, I can come and visit up there.
That ain't what I said. I said I have some place to visit. I didn't invite you down to my place. Come on now. Get with the program, Mr. Educator.
I'm eating this banana split.
Real stupid.
Right now,
I'm going to play the remix by the Love Brothers, which is me and Ron L. there, All of You, on ATAZT Live.
Yeah. Remix! Can
together. You know the deal, all of you. I'm wanting all of you, baby. All of you. I'm wanting all of you, baby.
All of you sexy. I gotta say, I gotta spit these licks to you to let you know the T-A-Z for really coming on true. When I bust, I'm busting strictly out of them. Diamond words I say is coming also part of them. So believe me, girl, when I lay it on the Lizon 3822, you're looking extra so damn fine. And I know that you wanna check me out. We can flip it, go get a room and roll down. We can make it romantic with the candles lit. I hope you got a strong back for this strong ass itch. Don't call my name, but make it good to yourself. All of you, all of you is all I want, and Nathan L.
All of you, I'm wanting all of you, baby. All of you, I'm wanting all of you, baby. All of you, I'm wanting all of you, baby. All of you, I'm wanting all of you, baby.
Chilling in the cut. This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP recorded live. I'm coming at you strong. I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZP.
Another set of music, the same thing that you did under that other groove. That's why you don't remember it. Rolanda is looking at me crazy, Ron L. and G. Wright.
Yeah, because you didn't get me on blast like that. Dang.
Why should we be like that?
So, G. Wright, I guess you're going to have to sing about 3 or 4 songs, dog. And Ron L. too.
Well, Rolanda.
Rolanda's been on Diva sabbatical. Ooh, come on, y'all supposed to laugh with me. Come on.
I'm going to tell you what, you're going to do How Hot. We got to do How Hot.
How Hot. Look, that's all I had to do. How Hot.
Strictly Diva. Strictly Diva. So Ron, when you rolling out, man?
We probably gonna pull out of here about I don't know, sometime tomorrow evening. It won't be before midnight. It'll probably be sometime before midnight.
Oh, so you're not gonna be here tomorrow at all?
Oh no. Rule.
Oh, okay. Look, I was planning on cooking enough for you to eat, but
oops.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, I might need to change my plans then.
No.
You're gonna eat them already.
We had Walter Hermans. You know I come down here to eat.
I eat leftovers.
There ain't gonna be no leftovers.
It's gonna be party time.
Oh, it can be.
because I'm going to get my freezer bags tomorrow. And G Wright is not in town to come over and eat. Oh, I'm in heaven. Ain't nobody here but me and my friend. We just having a good time.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be there.
But you're not here today.
You got done.
Yeah. You already missed one meal, and you're going to miss one. When you coming in, G Wright?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow when?
Yeah. And we did not
I forgot. Let me leave the educator alone. Okay. Don't let me do. Don't let me ask him this again. Okay. Back to you, TAZ, on TAZ Live.
Check this out. Bro is sipping something down. Don't put down the poker. That's how good the stuff she's sipping on is now.
It's not Bookham, but I'm telling you, it's pretty good.
Is that the stuff you found in the?
I'm not gonna tell you what it is.
You say you found something in the recipe book that's something similar to what Bookham is. Is that true?
Well, I found a lot of stuff in the recipe book.
And she was drunk like the two old ladies on the road.
I am not, please. But this is pretty good. If there's any left, that's what I'm saying. But you ain't going to get here till Saturday, so that might be gone by then.
Oh, it's all good. Just leave me a
corner,
swallow or something.
I mixed you up some in the
gutter. Keep me serious.
I'll fix you up something and put it in the bottle for you and put it away. Bring some ice.
We'll swap. I'll bring some Bookham down. You just give me a corner of that. We straight.
I don't know. This is pretty good. I might not want to swap, but.
Really?
But
you
I might be a little low, so. We can swap.
I don't know.
Look, last time we had G Wright drinking, remember? Gee, I'm going honest here. Let me stop. We had G drinking that single punch.
He can't. He's the operator. The operator can't mess with this stuff. He got to do the mechanics around there. He can't mess around like that.
Who's the mechanic?
Yeah, he's a mechanic around there. You know, he can't mess around this stuff. He got to push buttons. He had to run the program, bring people on, you know. He must have had a show going back there.
I couldn't click her back in because I was starting the show. And I just sent her a message to call the number, but she apparently hasn't gotten the message. I don't know.
I have my phone already.
She's going to read you guys up and down.
Oh. She was going to tell me that I'm going to come into lots of money.
She coming in.
I doubt that.
She's going to be there Saturday.
she probably tell y'all to put the glass down first.
You know what?
No. Okay, I'm going in. I'm coming in with gloves. She can't read my palm.
I'm angelic, so my palms are wide open. I don't care who reads them because it's all good. Nothing but great things in my future.
So a long time ago, I said Ron L's palms are so black you couldn't read them anyway.
See, that's why you don't need enemies when you have friends.
Love you, Ron.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, G Wright, you're real quiet over there.
Doesn't work, man.
What'd you think?
Doesn't work and listen to y'all.
Oh, okay.
I think I have my mom and my aunt down here. Say something, mom. This is TAZ.
Hello.
Mom, stop
talking
like
hey,
that. Hey, mom. She talk like she's.
Hey, mom.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You doing good?
Good hearing from you.
Hey, Taz, how long before you play another song? I want to get sentimental.
You hear this? I'm getting ready to play Your Last Chance.
Okay.
This is a new song by the TAZ. I just did like 2 weeks ago. This is Your Last Chance.
Yo! This is the voice. Thanking TAZ for letting me put it down this song right here. This is your last chance for your last dance. This is the last song on the radio station. After you've done with your show, you play this song last. On Soul Train, even before Soul Gas Honey, you play this song last. On the top 20, even if this song is number one, I expect y'all to play this song last. This is your last chance.
The beat hit your ears, man, rush the floor. Your dance, you bass in the air, your last chance. This is the last record going down. Do you feel me? TAZ in your party is sound coming with it real. Hip hop is no crooked singing in my voice. Y'all heard what I said. The industry living like copycats. Same old shit is always coming back. The internet, son, it pays the way. Some niggas like me do the shit every day. And I'm still real with mine. Do you feel me in this beat? I'm not your kind. Go against what the punks say. I'm styling presidential on the day to day. The beat hit your ears, mad rush the flow. Do your dancey bass in the air. Your last chance.
You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G. Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G. Wright Sing. And then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again,
whole lot of G.
You know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.
And he might want to get out. Everything.
This is G-Right
on
.net.
This is
G-Right
on .com.
This is
I'm mad. Get yours.
Get yours. I'm trying to follow them. Say hello to Ro. Say hello to Ro, Ronnie.
Bye,
man.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How you doing?
They're laughing crazy now. They're laughing.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're on the radio show.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Hey, did y'all like that new song?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Yeah, that was
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wicked. Hey, man, some dude from Connecticut called me about the beat. He called me today while we was in the grocery store. Talking about, man, I got to have that beat.
See?
I
want you to just
say something, giving a beat.
Thank you. G and Ron at the grocery store, so I can get some pasta salad, make some cheese dip, do some chicken chili. We at the grocery store, and y'all not even here.
So what's going to cook tomorrow? Come in.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
y'all need to be ready. I need to hold it down with food,
some salmon ready. We already got a hot dog surprise that Ron is missing. I already got the water.
You trying to be funny or something?
Look, Ron, I'm not gonna tell you just what all you missing, but you missing some super secret stuff too that we just ain't putting out there. I'm here to tell you, buddy. You're missing out, and I'm enjoying every last bit of your share.
That's all right. I'm gonna call, just leave me some on the tail end, that's all.
Good. Ain't no promises, baby. No promises.
Leave me some on the tail end.
I was so happy when they told me G moved. I'm like, ooh. That means I'm going to be the first one at the house.
Remind me, all
right?
Bro, you're wicked. You know you're wicked, right? You are wicked.
I did have some chili.
No. No book of a row. No book of a row. God, you wicked.
So, Nick, I'm going to be honest with you.
Check me.
Together every year, we have a good time. It's about fellowship. It's about friendship. And it's about music. Definitely about eating. And obviously about drinking.
Yeah. I ain't trying to say that's the number one factor, but
this is
pretty good.
But y'all drink enough for me and a couple of cities.
You know what? Stop it. I'm angelic, so just let it go.
I tell you what, and she's looking real serious.
I know, because I'm like, why are you laughing?
Like, she took it personal.
I did.
Just get another sip. I love you guys to death. And y'all are the ones that keep me going. Your talent, the way you guys put down songs, and it sounds good to me. Got a couple of thousand heads shaking. I'm really feeling you guys, and I'm blessed to be in y'all presence.
Hey, so Tess, tell me, what you got on the in the works coming up? You've been dealing with some people, got some things coming up. Talk to us.
Well, thank you, Rolanda, for coming over the show. Anyway,
I just thought I'd help you out there. Lead right into it.
No, there's a couple of new people that I'm working with. I'm going to be playing a couple of their songs on Saturday night. One is Manny Santana, and he's got a song about space, because everybody's singing about space nowadays. And this is
not me.
Galactic Love.
Cool.
And the song is bad. G. Wright heard it one day when he was in the studio.
Yeah, it's hot.
So I'll be playing that. I'll be playing a new song with me and G. Wright on my CD. Even though G. Wright don't want none of his new stuff to leak out.
Oh,
we're ready to open the door on it.
Bust it out. Let's hear it.
But it's a song that me and him got on my new gospel CD.
Hey, G, can we get a preview?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you said that because you know we ain't ready. You know we don't have it queued up, ready to play, right?
I don't have it on here.
But we can preview it on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There's a couple more people that I'm friends with that I've done music with, too, as well. So, like Deborah Bryant, who y'all all know, she said hi, and she said her love. She has not been in the studio over a year because she was unemployed for, like, a half a year. But she's got a job and everything.
You trying to make me feel bad. I was like, oh.
But you're
I know, but look, I bet she got a crazy 11-year-old like I got.
Nobody ain't got a
look, I got an excuse.
Ain't nobody got a crazy 11-year-old.
Look, I do. So, see, I'm trying to get the get all the little weight off my back. So, I ain't trying to take over TAZ's show, but gee, what you got on the horizon? I mean, no. Who just talked about you? I'm sorry. Whoo, this fruit punch is kicking in. Ron L., what's happening? What's happening? Where you at? What you got on there, Ron?
Well, we out there. We doing a little thing out of the jazz club out in Virginia Beach right now. They trying to link us in and have us on there. You have us there quite frequently. So we started last Saturday, and
okay.
Obviously, the guy that owned the place, he wasn't there. His wife was working. It's a black-owned jazz club. And after we were finished, the lady just walked up to Jerry. She said, "You guys are excellent." She said, "Can y'all come back tomorrow night?" We were like, "Huh?" You know, we got hit up pretty hard right quick. You know, we had to make an adjustment. We were like, oh, that was Sunday night. You know, she wanted us to kick off at 7:30, 8 o'clock. And, you know, we was off by 11, but, you know, it was kind of all of a sudden, but we went through and Melissa didn't make it, but we still done a good show Sunday night. So the owner, her husband, finally come in before we had left, and he was trying to get us there during the weekday and everything else. And we were like, "Nah, we ain't trying to go that route." So
well,
we just
look,
trying to stay on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Ron, look,
yeah.
Now you know Gina may or may not make it, and Jerry ain't gonna be here, and all the Can I get you gonna be here early enough so I can practice and pretend like I was in a group and sing with you tomorrow?
Oh yeah,
on Saturday.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't want you to be in the basement asking Taz if I'm on the car.
No, I got this. I'll be there. Don't be good.
Okay.
I'll be there.
We don't need the story behind that. Just an inside check. Inside joke.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I got to say it.
No, you don't.
On the radio.
But you don't have to say it. That would give the mystique to TAZ Live.
Hey,
it's all good. You don't let me tell
it.
Okay.
Look here.
Hey, look. Hey, Steve.
Was
She's feeling good.
You
should not tell this story.
She's
feeling good.
Practically with the rest of the people upstairs. Me and Ron L. was bringing the equipment back up from downstairs to the upstairs part where we're going to have the board open there. And Ron L. was downstairs, and he looked at me with a straight face, and he said, "I hope she ain't on the car." And I died. Because I was like, "Certainly not. She is not on the car."
And I died when he told me. But anyway, okay. So you come in early enough, so I can practice. I can be your background singer.
Yeah. Well,
God,
I mean,
Gina sure don't want to miss this, do she?
Say what?
I said, Gina sure don't want to miss this.
Nah, man. She don't want to miss the name. But the thing about it is, like I said, you know, she needs somebody to ride with her. Obviously, I don't know. She's just not the type of person who want to ride by herself. So, you know, unless she's doing
Amnesia.
Yeah, I know.
I told her to ask Melissa
about that. Yeah, I'd love to see her there, too, because, you know, we can collab over and do some things, you know, but, you know.
Well, all I have to say is I know the TAZ annual house party is every October, so no later than May 15th. I have my plans set in stone.
Exactly.
I'm not going to miss another one. I missed the first one.
Oh,
Oh, Lord.
I'm not missing another one.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, people don't realize what they're missing. You know, they start asking questions, you know, later on when everything is said and done. I'm like, no. You got to actually be there in order to get the full bulk of it, you know.
Right.
That's the way it is. It's all about
the
meat.
After I came
like
to the first one, I'm like, I bet you I won't miss another one.
Look,
if I have to get another job, I'm going to be in Atlanta the first weekend in October, or the second weekend, the holiday weekend.
It's all about fellowship. That's all it is. You know, we all getting together and
I know, and it is so good to get together with you all. It is so nice to see you.
I love taking up time. I'm sitting there making that book of them and going like this. This is, you know, this is what we live for. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. I'm saying, that wasn't the book of them I was talking about. I'm saying, you know, just getting together and just having fun. You know what I'm saying? we got a lot of things going on in the world politically that just messing things up. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get together and just free our minds sometimes, you know? So that's the way I feel about it. It's scary right now. It's really scary. You know, we don't know how things are going to happen in 20-something days. You know?
Look, I'm putting out my political message. Get out and vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but get out and vote.
Well, you know
I'm
what I'm voting for.
Who to vote for.
I ain't getting into all of that. I'm just saying get out and vote.
I'm telling you who to vote for.
I know Taz Alaska is your stomping ground.
Then vote for the dark one.
You're not standing behind your Alaskan roots?
Yeah, you ain't talking about Clayton. She a little tan.
Ron, were you up in Alaska too, or you were in Germany?
He's in Germany.
Oh, okay. I was asking if you were up in Alaska too, or you were in Germany.
Oh, no.
Both for the dark one?
The dark one.
The other one could get some lamp and get as dark as he is, so you got to be careful.
Okay.
Hey, Stroke gonna be here this weekend? You talk to Stroke?
Yeah, he's gonna
okay.
He's gonna be here. Matter of fact, he's gonna come through tomorrow night when we do the show again.
Okay. AC coming through?
AC's coming to the party.
Okay.
He already called me. All
the rest of your post office friends are going to be here. They live. They are fun people.
All the greedy ones. Greedy and the drunks. Mainly drunks.
I don't know, because they get real orderly when it's time for food.
Oh, they get orderly, and they are very professional. They are professional ass eaters. So that's PAA. And they eat with a reckless abandon.
That's a whole new breed. Reckless.
And fork. They don't even need a knife or fork. They really just hold the plate to the mouth.
You know what? No, I ain't gonna let you talk about them like that. Now stop. Stop.
Okay. They do use knife and
fork. Yeah, they do have utensils.
And they don't miss a drop.
Not a drop. Taz's house party is the only house party I know. When the house party is over, it ain't nothing on the floor. Look, no food, no place, no nothing.
That's
good. Matter of fact, the first year Ron got on the mic and said, that book whom y'all been asking me about, don't ask me no more. I'm about to kill somebody. I had to do it last week.
Yeah. Hey, look, I was listening to that a little while ago before you came on. I was listening to that house party. I started laughing. I said, God, was that me?
That first one was crazy.
You know what? I got to stay off my vitamins for a while, so I'm a little run down. But maybe if I have enough energy, I might come out with a new set of house party rules before Saturday.
Yeah, please do.
If not, I still got the old one.
Oh, well, then, you know what? The old ones are still good. Pull them out. Pull them out, because them greedy folks can follow the same rules. Don't bring no foil.
Bring something in that's involving the book.
Except for you, G. G, you still there, G?
I'm still here.
You can bring foil and extra paper plates. You allow.
Okay,
everybody else,
you
know.
Well, he'll be staying here that Saturday night.
Oh, you going to be here Sunday?
Yeah.
You want to brunch with us?
He
He got to get up and play.
I'm leaving.
Oh, okay.
I play at church.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise
I don't know how he's going to make it.
He's going to make it.
This is a
you know, G will say good night and disappear and be gone.
You know that.
I'll set up your bed downstairs.
Good.
Okay.
Because that man's going to be still hearing music.
Wait, G,
get out my house!
What time you got to play, G?
I'm about to be at church at 8:30.
Whoo! Well, you good with 4 hours of sleep, right?
Say again?
4 hours of sleep. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. No, I'm
good. We might have to put a pillow and a blanket in Taz's truck in the garage so you don't hear the noise.
I'm so tired.
I wake you up and give him a rendition of love lifting me.
Love lifting me.
When nothing else.
Love lifted me. We all got lifted. But we're not getting up with you at 8
o'clock.
Look, love ain't going to miss me, but I ain't getting up.
But I will sing it for you.
Look. I'm with you. I love
you. We got you. We got your back.
I got me? Okay.
Tell your mom and your aunt not to worry.
Listen here upstairs. Listen, I got them. I was trying to get them to come back on and say something, and they're just laughing. They're crazy. I just had to let them go. So they're gone.
Look, tell them to come on and give them a couple of verses.
Let me see. Let me love lifted me. Y'all want love lifted me?
Yep. Whatever they want to do. Look, hit us with your best shot.
Okay.
Look,
I'm about to be ready for a treat. Hey, Mom, I just want y'all to do a little, sing a little something for me.
Look, tell them we're on the radio. We can't have no dead air. They got to come on with it. Look, I know. Come on with it.
Radio.
Yeah,
like
you're on
the
radio.
Isn't that something?
What? And a one. And a two. And a one, two, three.
Listen,
I'm outside. Oh,
man.
Ron L.
Yeah.
Say something for us.
Sing?
Might
sing something for y'all.
Okay, do it.
You waiting on me?
Yeah,
they waiting for
and,
you, Ron L.
And you're the only Ron L. on the line. You
want me to sing? Yeah, they
waiting
here,
you sing.
Oh, no, I'm all right. I'm good. I got to save my boy.
He
got
to save his voice for
Saturday. Hey,
do a
rap.
I can't sing. So
you can
rap.
B-I-N-G-O.
Hey, I know that song. B-I-N-G-O and Bingo was his name. Oh,
we got
some two bass behind that.
Speaking of two bass.
We talk about
something
too. I like that. You gonna play that?
Just with me, G Wright,
Oh, now they in the background. They wanna sing now.
They gonna sing.
They gonna sing. Y'all ready?
Enjoy.
Well, we gonna go G bass low.
G Wright, they gonna sing.
No, listen, Maddie said they're sleepy. Sleepy. Yeah, they're like.
Rolanda, Rolanda, the Diva, 700, and T-A-Z on the beat. She writes
that. The scat was nice. I love that when I first heard that. Hey, can you roll your R's when you say Rolanda?
No. You lucky I got it saying Rolanda.
Okay. All right. I was just asking.
R700.
You the only question I know, you gave me 50 names. R7, R7 double O's, R700, Row 700, Row 7. I used to like the Row 7. That was kind of cool.
Well, I like the reverse name. 700 Row Long.
007 or?
Ron L. Give your final words, dog.
Huh?
Your final word. You sound like you're
bathing
in the
book. He's still book'em testing. He is book'em testing.
No, I'm
he
good.
He'll be able to drive till like 1 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm finished with my coffee cup full.
Okay. Give your final words, big dog.
Huh?
Your final word.
Let me do the sign language so you can understand. We need you to do the final words for the show.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming on to ATAZP.com.
That you didn't funny.
Yeah.
But man, have a safe trip, dog.
Yeah.
All I need is to get in the state. Come on over and get something to eat. Whatever's left over.
Look, because I brought my freezer bags.
Because by the time you get here on Saturday, it's going to be time to eat for the damn party.
Oh, no. I'll be in early.
Okay.
You got to come early so I can practice and be the background for your group that ain't here.
Yeah.
Me and G-Wright, we could fill in and we could be the new group.
Hey,
you could be the Georgia group.
Maybe I'll bring the coffee back to the real Caress back here.
We could be Caress Part 3.
It's already got a Part 2 when Melissa don't go.
We could be Part 3. I'm going to go get my lemon juice and gargle tonight. I'm going to be ready.
Well, I don't think it's going to mix in with the alcohol you're sipping on.
You know what? You got to put my business out on the internet like this. I'm drinking cranberry juice. Thank you.
Yes, man.
Okay. Hey, look, y'all. Hey, I'm getting ready to head out. I'm going to see you. Hey, y'all take it.
Lay long, see you right. Tell your mom I said bye.
Tell your mom I said bye. Tell your auntie I said bye.
Hey, your auntie too.
And we'll see you when you get here.
I'll see you.
Love
all right,
you.
Big dog.
Love y'all too. Y'all be cool and don't eat up all the food before I get down there.
Okay. We'll save you some.
Thank you.
You got that corner plate. Just enough for a corner. Love you, G-Rex.
See ya. Y'all take it easy.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, we run it.
Okay, so is this the end of TAZ Live on the air?
We're not live right now, but we will be live on the playback.
Well, I can fake it.
Yeah. And thank you, Rolanda 700. We'll be doing this again tomorrow night at 9:30. G. Wright will be with us, and we will kick off another story of another story.
Another story, okay. Is Rolanda 700 in the next segment of Another Story?
It's still Gooby.
I want to play a part that's not close to being me. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to be hungry. I live them every day. Can we get some more?
Well, I was thinking about Gooby losing weight, actually.
Oh, look. My man's passed. All right. The TAZ is working it now.
My final words is see y'all tomorrow when we start this again at 9 o'clock tomorrow, 9 to 10, and hopefully I'm done cooking by then.
Oh, TAZ off the net.
Later on, Big Ron.
Yeah, man, I'll let y'all tomorrow, man. I'll let y'all know when I leave out.
Okay.
All right.
All right, see you when you get here.
All right, y'all. Y'all peace out.
Peace.
Peace.
All right, now.